From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, May 7th, 2014. Sam Seaburn of the WGXC newsroom is reporting that the E.J. Arthur Elementary School in Athens was the site last month of two public hearings held by the New York State Public Service Commission on the West Point Partners High Voltage Buried Cable and DC Converter Station project. More than 150 people attended the second of the two hearings, which was held on Wednesday, April 23rd. Heather Benke and Jeremy Flom began the evening with a presentation about the Article 7 process, then took questions. They were followed by Chris Hocker, Vice President of Planning for the Fairfield, Connecticut-based private investment firm PowerBridge LLC. PowerBridge is West Point's parent company. During the public hearing that followed, various community members, activists, and public officials offered comments in front of Judge Kevin Casuto.
In my eyes, it's a bomb. Our fire department, the Department of Works, even trained utility workers like myself are not ever going to be ready for it. The amount of noise and work hours for the project, the route they want to take, the health concerns, the dangers, all of it's for what? To lessen the risk of brownouts downstate. I think it's a horrible plan. I think it's rushed. And I'm almost ashamed that I'm here speaking at this meeting because our public officials, both town and village, think it's an option.
The West Point Partners project will set a precedent for merchant industrial use and erode the character and quality of life of these historic areas. These types of projects should be sited solely in industrial corridors.
Finally, the project should not move forward at all unless a clear need is demonstrated in the context of numerous other transmission projects.
This is just one more project. How many more will there be? The people who come to visit have respect for what we have here. It's time that New York State and the Public Service Commission did too.
The impact on fire, police, and ambulance response time, it's huge concern. Mutual aid from nearby fire companies such as West Athens and others will be delayed. This evening, we're meeting at the E.J. Arthur Elementary School. I'm actually thinking how difficult it would be for many people here this evening to get here in a timely manner if Leeds Athens Road was closed.
Disruption of traffic into the village is going to severely affect these businesses. You don't even have to be an expert to know that. The parking of the equipment, construction equipment, on the streets at night is going to create an eyesore. No one is going to be able to sell their house. No one's going to want to come and open a business.
Now the West Point project is requesting to set aside the zoning ordinances and plans for the land use plan for the Village of Athens so that they can do pretty much as they please as far as locating the structure. I don't think that that is appropriate for us.
The gas line that Central Hudson is putting in does have some benefits to the people of the Village of Athens. The power line that West Point Partners wants to put in provides no benefits to the Village of Athens, but it has many negatives.
You know, the sheer number of waivers being requested should be a warning sign. The justification for each is basically the same. If we don't get this waiver, it will add time and cost to the project, and the local laws are just too subjective. If working within the law makes this project incredibly time-consuming and expensive, then it should be incredibly time-consuming and expensive. Personally, I hope it's prohibitively time-consuming and expensive.
How can the impact of that converter station be mitigated at all? That land was zoned that way for the very purpose of keeping things like this from being built. And zoning laws created by residents that live in Athens should not be waived by state agencies.
The Athens Town and Village Boards are on the record in opposition to the project's proposed route, but neither government has opposed the sitting of the converter station or the project overall. A similar public hearing was held before Casuto on Friday, April the 30th in Cortland, the location of the project's southern terminus. Andrea Smallwood and Sam Seaburn attended that hearing on behalf of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. During that hearing, Cortland elected officials expressed unanimous opposition to the proposal. The West Point Partners project is part of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's Energy Highway Initiative and is intended to deliver additional energy to New York City. According to its proposal, West Point would construct a 1,000-megawatt converter converter station in the town of Athens and a second in the hamlet of Verplank. The two stations would be connected by a buried high-voltage direct current cable extending 80 miles, 8 feet beneath the bottom of the Hudson River. You can read more about the West Point Partners Project online at the WGXC Newsroom, newsroom.wgxc.org. As an editor's note, Sebrin attended and participated in these hearings. He is a founding member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. In other news, Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register-Star that representatives from Central Hudson Gas and Electric Corporation and the Rural Ulster Preservation Company joined Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett in Ancram on Tuesday, May the 6th, to address community concerns over recent utility rate hikes. Central Hudson Director of Public Relations John Massajane said electric bills recently doubled and tripled due to the increases in surcharges, delivery charges, and supply fees. The rate hike was the highest in more than a decade, he said, but the increases are just the beginning. Massajane said with the creation of the new capacity zone by the Federal Electric Regulatory Commission, rates for residential customers will increase by 6% and for commercial customers by 10%. The New York State Public Service Commission is seeking a reversal of the decision to create the new capacity zone. In a statement released in February, the commission said the new zone will cause a potential $230 million increase in annual electric bills to consumers located in the Lower Hudson Valley. That is a story that you will find in today's Register Star. As for the weather for today, the frost advisory remained in effect for the Hudson Valley until 8 a.m. There will be increasing clouds, but the temperature high near 71 degrees. Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers after 10 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 46. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, a chance of showers mainly before noon, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Thursday night, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 52. On Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 p.m., then isolated showers, cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Friday night, isolated showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., it will be cloudy with a low around 58. And for Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, then showers likely, and possibly a thunderstorm afternoon. It will be cloudy with a high near 75. Saturday night, scattered showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Sunrise today was at 5:42 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:01 p.m. The length of the day, 14 hours and 19 minutes. 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 7th day of May, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.